I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. The Sox lose to the Astros last night, 7-6. They've got another one tonight, 8-10 first pitch. Pats are off to Minnesota for joint practices with the Vikings both tomorrow and on Thursday. And of course, Taylor Swift is going to be on New Heights tomorrow, announcing her album, her 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl. So all exciting things that you can talk about all day on this show. Midday with Jones and Keefe. I bet they're big Swifties. They'll love that. And the afternoon show. Ted Johnson seems like a massive Swiftie.
Oh, is he?
I have no idea.
Friday night in Rio, I wonder if Taylor will be there supporting the Chiefs against the... Who do they play on? Is it the
Chargers.
Chargers. Yeah.
Probably. Exclusively on YouTube, I believe.
I mean, I think that she and Travis live together, so I think that they're pretty much joint at the hip.
And the Chiefs Kingdom comes out this week, a docuseries, I believe, on ESPN+. Plus.
That the one with Mahomes?
Yep. Right. And there have been some excerpts out where Mahomes discusses the stress and distraction that was his father's arrest before. If you look at the last two Super Bowl losses for the Chiefs,
yeah.
You have the horrific accident caused by the son of Andy Reid, where that was a news story in the build-up to the Super Bowl, which I think he had. Was that where he got the plea deal or something? Anyway, I don't know the exact category of it, but Andy Reid's son nearly ended the life and forever changed the life of a four-year-old girl by driving drunk, leaving the facility. And that was a big story before Super Bowl 55, and then Super Bowl 58, whatever the last one was, you had the story of Mahomes' dad. So it's interesting all the distractions that Mahomes had to endure.
Is it just about him, or will we get Travis? Will we get...
Oh, it's the whole team.
Okay.
I think it's... I don't...
You think we'll get Taylor and Brittany?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I wish there was one on the Patriots for Jordan and in the suite.
Well, we're going to get some Jordan. When is the Hulu UNC thing supposed to drop?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be soon. I mean, they've been filming all off season.
Do you think Scorsese's learning from Jordan as a filmmaker?
Probably. I would learn from Jordan. We were in the middle of the news, though, so let's get back to that. The CDC is issuing travel advisories for the UK, Germany, Finland, Poland, and Spain, where cases of, get this, polio are on the rise. So polio was wiped out of the U.S. in 1979. Only sporadic cases have popped up here
and there. My mother-in-law has polio.
Really?
Yep. She was born on mainland Hawaii. Her dad was in the Navy, and she has polio. She's handicapped. She has crutches and everything, but it's crazy. It's crazy that it was gone in 79, but she...
Because it's fairly rare now.
Very rare.
Yeah. But it is popping up. It's mostly in Africa and the Middle East, but according to the CDC, level 2 travel advisories are needed to urge Americans traveling to these countries to take enhanced protections, like being up to date on the polio vaccine and getting a booster ahead of travel.
Right.
Very, very weird. NASCAR star, 19-year-old Connor Zilich, won the Watkins Glen in New York on Saturday. Quickly went viral after this. I don't know if you guys have seen this video.
I did.
Terp has it for those watching on Twitch or YouTube. But he was celebrating. He climbed up on the side of his car trying to get on the roof. Unfortunately, fell off the side of the car while celebrating. Connor was rushed to the hospital, later reassuring fans that he was getting better. He did suffer a broken collarbone.
Mm.
So tough for him, and very embarrassing.
He messed his leg up.
Yeah. No, I know, because the leg seems to like get stuck
in the car.
In the car. That's why he went tumbling down. Terp's going to get that for you. It seems like he's. I can see him in there trying to get it. We have this year's world's ugliest dog. We can meet Petunia.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. There's Connor.
There you go. Yeah. That. No, he tried.
Yeah.
That's Jackson returning home without a place to stay.
And he's 19. Like, you got to look at him, and he's probably so excited, and he's getting up. He's like, no.
Yeah.
That was actually me at Castle Island.
All right.
Oh, that is a brutal fall.
Yeah. At least you won.
Yeah, at least you won.
And guess what? We would have never seen him if this didn't happen. So more people know of his victory.
Exactly. But we do have the world's ugliest dog. We can meet Petunia, a hairless French bulldog mix. I honestly think Petunia is kind of cute. I don't get how she won ugliest dog. They choose the winner every year at a contest in Santa Rosa, California, to raise awareness for adoption. We can hear from Petunia's owner, Shannon Nyman.
She's feeling great.
Yes.
She loves all the attention. She loves all the humans petting her. Even a wonky dog is deserved to be loved. And that's what we prefer to call them, not ugly, wonky.
That's not ugly or wonky.
Oh, like, that is an ugly dog.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
looks like it's hairless.
It is. Ugh. That's exactly
like
what it is.
Siamese cat.
Oh, meow mix.
Yeah. I think Petunia is beautiful.
It looks like pot pig, pot bat.
It's a bulldog.
I know what it is, but it looks like it's got a pig nose and bat ears.
Yeah.
Well, I think Petunia is cute. All right, let's get to the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
Curtis, we've got a story today.
Yeah, so we have an image of this. There's been a Disney World. Disney World is just, I must be Disney World season.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk of Disney adults that have been in the news. It's now gotten onto Pardon My Take.
Which is weird because Disney World in August, to me, seems miserable. Like,
yes.
It must be so steamy
hot.
Oh,
yeah, that's got to be a hot one.
Yeah, I haven't been to Disney World in a very long time. I went to the Animal Kingdom for one day last March. And the Disney Orlando clientele versus the Disneyland clientele are totally different.
Which is worse?
Disney World, I would say the average weight is 480 pounds.
Someone in California, Disney World?
Disneyland is in California. Okay. But we have someone at Disney World where these people, these adults and these cameras and these selfies, look at the contraption on Twitch that this guy has to document his trip to Disney World. What in God's name would you be trying to capture on an iPhone that you couldn't get, that you need this many different selfie sticks? What in the hell? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's a tripod of sorts that I'm guessing it's to make sure that it's not shaky. So my guess here, because there is a trend on TikTok, I don't know if Shime's seen this, but that if you want to see what a roller coaster looks like before you go to Disney World, there are people that take a video of themselves riding it. So you get the experience to see, is it worth it or not? I'm guessing this person is doing that. And that's why it has the stability contraption.
But there's no way he's getting on a roller coaster with that. Usually those roller coaster people, don't they get the little GoPro thing on their chest?
That would be the easiest
way to
do it.
Yeah, that thing there looks like he's trying to get multiple.
But think of,
because he's got, what, two phones?
Right. You think of your daughter or your son that's like trying to get a glimpse of the, you know, who knows, the teacups or the whatever the event is that's going on at Disney World. And you have these adults. We ruin it for kids all the time. Like, and it's so weird. I quote tweeted this thing yesterday because, as I noted, there was a conversation about the Disney adults. And I was like, this guy said that the tweet yesterday, this is from an adult named Nick Chappelle. I love Disney and I love sports. It's okay to really be into something you love. So why is it lately the cool thing to bash Disney adults? Sports fans are super obsessed with sports like Disney people are with parks. Sports fans buy their team's merch and wear hats and jerseys, spend money to go to games, tailgating, etc. We go to our favorite parks and spend money there. I said, very simply, I rooted for Tom Brady. He's an actual human.
Yeah.
He played against great players like Peyton Manning and Patrick Mahomes and great defenders like Ray Lewis. All humans that are real. When you go to Disney Park, you suspend disbelief, which is usually something that is reserved for children. And when adults go and make this about them, they impede the child's ability to truly enjoy what it was intended to be in the first place.
I will say this. Like, I think going to Disney for roller coasters, like, I would like to go to Harry Potter World. We'll right. probably wait till we have children to do that at this point. But, like, I enjoy a roller coaster. I would go to Disney, maybe right. have a lunch, go on some roller coasters.
But you wouldn't go by yourself, though.
No. Right. But the thing that is the difference between being a fan of a sports team and being a fan of Disney World, and Curtis nailed it, when you're a fan of a sports team and you get to go meet Tom Brady, that is a real person. If you are a Disney adult and you just go on the roller coasters, I'm fine with that. That's great. If you're at if you're at Disney World or Disneyland and you're in line in front of children to meet Pocahontas mm-hmm. or Cinderella, that's where things get weird.
Right.
That's why people have a weird time with
it. But when you want to meet, what's his name, Daniel Radcliffe? Wasn't he in Harry Potter?
But that's a real person.
But that's an actor. That's not
that's
someone
actor. That's
depicting.
You meeting Vince
right,
Vaughn.
But you don't like Daniel Radcliffe because of the other movie he was in. You like him because of the Harry.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to meet Daniel Radcliffe in his, like, Harry Potter outfit. It just would be cool to meet Daniel Radcliffe. When you're going to meet Rapunzel, Rapunzel's not a real person. It's a college student who's getting credits dressing up as Rapunzel.
Right.
That's the weird thing. When you've got grown men
well,
waiting in line.
I think grown men is different to meet Rapunzel, but if you had a grown man like Shine, for example,
meeting Mickey Mouse, that's weird.
No, going to meet Batman,
yeah, weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, unless I'm going to meet Christian Bale,
right?
Right. Like I saw adults over whatever the hell we were there in July, right, on the 4th of July. I'm at Disneyland. You're waiting in line in Mickey's house, and there are a collection of people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s without kids. Getting autographs in their notebook of Mickey Mouse in front of kids.
That part is a little strange. I don't mind Disney adults as long as you go as two people. Like, it'd be if somebody went to a sporting event by themselves, I would think that was weird.
Like, going and drinking around Epcot is fun.
Fine.
And
that's not
great.
For kids. There's plenty of things I'm sure that you can do as an adult. My other thing is
it's the autograph seeking you don't like.
Well, it's the same thing. I would say the same. This is where the crossover is between Disney adults and sports fans. If you're an adult and you're standing in the way of kids from getting an autograph of Aaron Judge, you're an a-hole.
What if you're standing in line and you're waiting? You don't find that to be strange?
I do. If you're like a car show and
a car show. Like if somebody goes to Disney and you said they're a Rapunzel fan.
Yeah, it's different if you're waiting in line for an actual person versus character.
If you're waiting to take a picture with Rapunzel versus if you're waiting outside the stadium to get so-and-so.
Like, there was just Boston Fan Expo here in the city.
Oh, my God.
People were waiting in line to, like, talk to Scott Snyder and get his autograph, and he's a creator of Batman. Mm-hmm. That's way different than waiting in line for Boba Fett.
Can I also say, the expo, we were driving through as, you know, one of the sessions was letting out. The amount of cosplaying going on,
it's kind of nuts, right?
It's nuts.
It's awesome.
I don't know.
It was a Saturday,
Shime, and I was Santo and I were having this conversation. There were people that were dressed up in like full garb. I'm talking face paint. Mm-hmm. I'm talking swords. Mm-hmm. I'm talking everything.
Swords everywhere.
It was nuts. I think that'd be a deal breaker for me. If I started dating somebody and I'm waking up on a Saturday morning and they're putting on like latex and face paint and carrying a bow and arrow, I'd say, yeah, no, I don't think this is for me.
That's fine.
It was the amount of people dressed head to toe. Did you go through that area at all on Saturday?
I did. Shocking.
I'm not here to yuck anyone's yums. I just...
Sounds like yum.
No, yeah. I'm not.
So that kind of sounds like yum.
No,
sounds
I'm not yucking like your yums. It's not for me, and that's fine.
I feel like the internet did a lot of great things, and for that, Al Gore deserves our gratitude, but it's also connected people that would have never been connected to create a normal feeling of doing things that really aren't.
Hmm. I have no problem with adults going to Disney together, getting autographs from Mickey Mouse, taking pictures with Rapunzel, as long as they're waiting in line like everybody else and they're not cutting kids.
But you, by nature, you're in front of a kid who wants to meet the person.
Right, but in nature, you're in front of a kid who's waiting to get a Tom Brady autograph, so it's still the same thing.
But one person is real, one person is not.
But it doesn't matter. You're a grown man who's waiting in line to get a grown man's autograph that, what, you're going to put on your wall?
Yeah, but why do you want a random college student who's just dressed as Mickey Mouse, like, their autograph?
Well, no, I guess it's more of the the character that you like. So whoever's dressed
but
up,
but it's not real, and you know.
No, I know it's. But
if it's Tom Brady guy, remember the guy that went to the Super Bowl had the Tom Brady face.
Yes.
If I waited in line for that guy's autograph, I would just be kicking the nuts.
No. But it's still like because,
and I wouldn't wait in line for an autograph
of
anybody.
But that's what I'm saying. So as a grown man who's waiting in line.
Wiki, you're going to keep saying the same thing. One's a real person,
right, but
one's not.
One's a fictional character.
But
right.
That's weird.
Right.
That's weird.
That's the difference.
Like, if you...
But it's still weird when you're a grown man waiting to get another grown man's autograph that you're going to put in a book.
That's a different conversation.
No. It's still...
You sign autographs all the time for
grown men. Yeah, but I got no issues with it.
Are they all weird?
8x10s, baby.
I have no issues with it.
No, I'm asking the people that you're giving the autograph to, you think they're weird. You just said it's weird to get an autograph of Tom Brady.
No, I'm saying I don't think it is weird. I don't think it's weird for grown men to wait for, or grown women, because I think if it's the man, it's a little bit more sexual. Grown women to wait for Rapunzel, or a grown man to wait in line to take a picture with
Iron Man,
or whoever the hell it is, or a guy dressed up like Batman.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's weird, because I don't think it's weird for somebody who this is their favorite athlete, who they loved as a kid, and now they get to meet this athlete as an adult, and the nostalgia of what that athlete did for them is the same thing, the nostalgia of what that comic book and that fictional character did for somebody who grew up as a Batman fan.
Well, if you're a Disney adult, call us. Explain what's going on. 617-779-7937. We've got to take a quick break, but before that, here's what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their first in Houston. 7-6 was the final in Alex Bregman's first return to his old team. Bregman had a homer in the loss, as did Roman Anthony and Abraham Toro. It was Garrett Crochet's worst start since putting on a Sox uniform. He went 4 innings, giving up 5 runs on 7 hits while striking out 5. Here's Alex Cora on the loss from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, they did a good job. I mean, putting good at bats, especially with 2 strikes. It seems like they took the humble approach instead of trying to go big. And then obviously, you know, sinker in the middle of the play, they hit the homer. But I mean, it's one of those, you know, he's, you know, we'll take a look at it, you know, and make adjustments, and he'll be ready for the next one.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store in NissanUSA.com today. Another one in Houston tonight, 8:10 first pitch, with Dustin May getting the start. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Patriots had their last preseason practice at Gillette before taking off to Minnesota today. Ramondre Stevenson hasn't practiced since the preseason game on Friday for undisclosed reasons, so Travion Henderson getting the top running back reps with Antonio Gibson backing him up. The Pats are set for joint practices with the Vikings tomorrow and Thursday. And there's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with 1.9% financing for up to 63 months on select models, or lease for just $269 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruOfNewEngland.com.
I love the callers we have on hold right now.
Yes. I just need to know everything that goes through a Disney adult's mind.
Me too. It is just
I just want people to know that I don't think it's weird for people to seek the autograph.
Oh, you did say, though.
No. I was making the point of, if you're saying it's weird to do that, then you think it's weird for a grown man to be waiting for an autograph. I don't think it is. Like, if you're...
No, Wiggy, you keep mistaking what we're talking
no,
about.
No.
The thing you're waiting for is the story.
But, you're waiting for the nostalgia of what that person does for you.
It's not that person.
Okay, but Ryan...
But that's what it is. It's the comic book.
I see Ryan from Boston. Make sure that he stays on hold. We have to take a break. We're going to get to him after the break. He's going to explain it perfectly.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event,
or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of my favorites. One of my personal favorites. When I was very, very young, went to see Disney on Ice at BU? Aganis?
Yep.
At Aganis with my parents. I believe my dad really shelled out to get, you know, up at the glass. We were close. And who is the bad guy in Aladdin?
Jafar.
It got very smoky, very dark. Jafar took the ice and I started screaming. I said, too loud, gotta get out. So we never actually saw Disney on Ice, but we were there in attendance for the open.
I went to Disney on Ice at the Garden, and what an absolute, you leave thinking it's a heist.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
It's not, like, they don't actually sing.
No.
It's all music, like, there's no actual performance.
But they're ice skating. I mean,
right. They are skating.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to talk about this Disney adult thing. I think Ryan is going to put it perfectly for Wiggy. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Wiggy, to go to a concert or a game and, you know, hang out, wait for an autograph or somebody like that is relatively or completely normal. But to go to a Disney theme park and wait outside for a Mickey Mouse autograph by some 16-year-old kid is like going to a Patriots game and getting an autograph from the guy who dresses like Pat the Patriot. He's just a regular guy, a fat guy with a can of paint that glitters. He's right. Just a normal human being.
No, I get that. I'm not disputing that part. I'm saying the Mickey Mouse element of it, okay, I don't know much about, I know Disney, but I don't know much. But if somebody is a fan, and I always liken it to comic books because I'm a comics fan. If somebody's a fan of Batman, the character, and they go someplace and see a Batman person who's there dressed in that garb and they want to take a picture with him, like, I don't find that to be weird. I feel like, because there are people like, oh, Batman inspired me to do this or do that or my life this way, the same way an athlete does it. Like, there are people who will say certain parts of comic book heroes inspired them to do certain things in life.
Yeah, like get a tattoo, do something adult with it. Don't wait at Disney World to get a photo with them.
Well, like I said, I don't know much about Disney World, but other parts of Disney World? Isn't there like a
parks.
Marvel pot in Disney World?
There's parks. There's different parks. So what's the
Epcot?
Epcot is Marvel or DC?
No, Epcot just has all the countries.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. I thought you were looking for a place that was
what's
adult.
What's the other park that's in Orlando? But that's
Universal?
Universal.
But what I'm saying is there are other things. Like, there's a Harry Potter area in Disney.
Yeah.
Where there are grown adults.
I think that's actually at Universal.
There are grown adults. You and Santo talk about it all the time, how you guys went to a Harry Potter
play.
Exhibit.
Oh, yes, in Cambridge.
Right. Because you guys are giant Harry Potter fans.
Yeah, but she's not, like, taking a picture with Dumbledore.
Right.
Well, I mean, who the hell knows? After the play, if you run into the people,
I would not ask for a photo.
Well, maybe you're not a photo person. But I guarantee you there were a lot of adults there.
Except Moaning Myrna was unbelievable in the play. Like, she deserves a Tony. She was unbelievable.
And Myrna's a good friend of mine who I saw 80 for Brady with.
Yes, you did. You did.
I feel like I am very qualified to talk about this because I also enjoy something very much so that's geared towards children. But like, if I were to go to a massive Pokemon event, I'm not going to pay to wait in line to take a picture and get an autograph from some guy in an inflatable Pikachu costume.
Right.
Right, but you'll wait in line to get Pokemon cards.
Right. Would you remember that awful series? I didn't like it very much. The Aaron Hernandez thing on FX or whatever that was that came out. Like, it would be like waiting in line to get an autograph from the guy that played Bill Belichick.
Right. Like, and have him sign Bill Belichick.
Right. Like, it's so foolish.
That's why I don't get how Wiggy's missing this.
I'm not missing it. I'm just saying.
That would be like a guy kicking you out of a card show to say, I'm signing for Wiggy because I'm wearing an 85-page jersey.
No. I'm saying that it fits the character, that because the character is what you are appealed to, whether it's Batman, Superman, Dumbledore, for whatever the hell his name is.
Dumbledore.
Dingleberry. It's the character that you find appealing and connects you to something.
I'm here to get an autograph from Dingleberry.
The same way the athlete.
But the reason that kids wait in line to meet these people is because they think they are real. They think that Dumbledore is real. They think that
James
Batman
thinks Moana
is real.
Like, that's why the kid part of it.
When they're meeting them, they think that the Moana that they are meeting is the same Moana that they've been watching TV. That's why it doesn't make sense for adults to do that.
But that's the I get the kid part of it. But the adults will then go to a Harry Potter exhibit and walk around and see all the cool things. Even they know the wand that they're seeing is not a real wizard wand.
The wand we saw was the wand in the movie.
But it's not. It's a fake wand.
I understand it's a fake.
It's not real.
Ricky, at the Smithsonian, there is the Fonzie jacket. There are parts of American pop culture that you walk by and you see. You're not waiting to meet Fonz.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I want to hear from Alex from Wellfleet, a real-life Disney adulter. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. Thank you guys for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener. You guys help me get through my oystering gig every morning. But, yeah, I wasn't always a Disney adult. My girlfriend got me into it, and I think you guys are missing the key part that most adults aren't lining up to meet any of these characters. Like, when I go to Disney, I'm going there simply because I love Star Wars, I love Marvel, and they have immersive worlds like Harry Potter where it brings you into that world for however long you're there. So
there you go.
I feel like that's the big point for adults, you know, exactly like what Wiggy said. It's like something that's nostalgic as a kid is always going to be there as an adult for you. Just like, you know, Tom Brady was there for you as a kid, so you want to see him when you're older and be like, oh, yeah, it's my hero. So I think it's very different for everybody that goes.
Yeah,
I think
what
Alex explained
saying.
It the best.
No,
if you don't get what Alex is saying, then you're missing the point.
Well, Alex is saying basically nobody's waiting in line to get those autographs. But we just did a story last week of a guy who went up to a Rapunzel and had
Rapunzel freak in
sexual positions.
Yes,
Wiggy, I was literally just at Mickey and Minnie's house in Disneyland. And
With James.
Yeah. And we were waiting, and the people that were directly in front of us were grown people without kids. Believe me, I was waiting to be like, oh, they're holding the line. They're holding the spot for Mackenzie to come in. And they're there, and they're legit getting autographs and pictures with Mickey and Minnie. And they know exactly what the situation is.
Yeah, and I'm all for nostalgia. Like, I get it. I get the feeling of Disney.
Doesn't sound like you do.
Well, no, I do. I'll watch Cinderella. I'll watch Pocahontas. I'll watch all of the movies that made me feel good as a child. I'm counting down the days till October 1st so I can put on Hocus Pocus over and over again.
God, you love that movie.
It's the best of all time. Hocus Pocus 2, not as good, but that's fine. But it's a jump from nostalgia, making yourself feel good, and then being weird and taking the joy away from children
who think it's real. Cutting in line, like
it's not cutting in line.
Like,
you're taking the spot of a child when you're waiting in line as an adult.
Like Alex said, that he goes there, and listen, I told you I haven't been to Disney in forever, but there are adults who are waiting in line to go into whether it's a Harry Potter exhibit, a Marvel exhibit, it doesn't matter. There are people who wait in line to take pictures with these people, whether it's a person at a Marvel and they want to take a picture with the Iron Man statue, whether it's a 8-year-old kid or a 28-year-old guy who loves the movie.
Okay, here's Ed in Maine. Ed, good morning. Ed?
Oof.
All
you
right.
You got to put them up.
We did. Here's Eric in Medford. Eric, good morning.
Hey, so it's really simple. You know, if you're in line waiting to see, you know, like an athlete or somebody in a costume that's from your favorite movie or even like a celebrity at one of those like Marvel Fest or whatever, to take a photo and get an autograph, there's absolutely nothing weird about that. But if you're going like dressed up in a costume, then that's where, you know, it kind of reaches another realm and gets kind of weird, right? But if you're just like going to see a fan, or if you're just a fan going to see like an athlete that you've grown up watching and you get an autograph or a photo, what the heck's wrong with that, right? There's nothing really wrong with that.
That's my point. Another great call. Like you said, if you're waiting in line to take a picture with the Iron Man character suit because you're a huge Iron Man movie fan and you feel like, okay, Iron Man was there when I was a kid. I was bigger than the comic books. And then the way he lives his life, you know, something about it, you know, had me touched my life.
I also think we made a jump. Like, Disney and Marvel are different. I still think it's weird if you're waiting in line to get a photo with Iron Man if it's not what's-his-face, actual Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., who's the best Marvel character of all time.
Whoa.
He is.
He's a good one.
No, Iron Man is the best Marvel character of all time.
The Incredible Hulk is the best
one. Not even close.
He stinks in the movies, to be
fair. Oh, in the movies, but in the comic book
world. Okay, but we're talking about the movies.
I thought you said just Marvel characters.
Oh, I said Robert Downey Jr., so that would be the movies, right?
Oh, I thought you meant the Iron Man character.
No, Iron Man is the best.
I mean,
Iron
Courtney,
person.
You know, I mean, this is, hey, Courtney, you want to jump into the world of comics, you may be able to swim in the deep end.
I swim.
All right.
Here's Eric in Texas, not happy with Curtis and I. Eric, good morning.
I love it.
Yeah, good morning. Listen to you guys all the time as well as on the weekends. Maybe I should stop that because I'm getting too involved with you, but I guess I'm just going to say, as an older adult who's not a Disney guy, I don't really care what other people get from their joy. I mean, if an older adult is, like, they might be at Disney because that's what they used to do with their kids, and now their kids are grown. And, you know, am I going to stand in line and get an autograph from Superman or Rapunzel? No. But if that's what somebody else enjoys doing, I'm not here to say how weird it is, because I'm sure they think my fandom for the Patriots, the Red Sox, even the Bruins, you know, doing what they do, is silly, and how much money I spend and how much time and energy I waste on it. So as long as they're not like the Rapunzel guy who's really, really creepy and odd, there's always going to be some of those people. That's the same person who, after three beers, wants to start a fight with an entire section of Eagles fans because he's wearing a Cowboy jersey. So, you know, as long as they're not doing anything that's truly creepy, if that's what brings them joy in today's world, man, like, let's just let them have their joy. So I love your show. I listen to it all the time, including weekends, and y'all are great. But I just want to chime in kind of as a little bit of a different view than what you've been sharing.
Thanks Eric.
Preach.
And honestly, Eric, voice of reason. If it brings other people joy, I guess we shouldn't be.
Take a picture. I would wait in line to get a picture with Incredible Hulk.
A fraud.
No, I wouldn't. That's my favorite character.
But it's
Ricky, I've never seen you wait for anything.
Yeah,
like, wait in a line for
Incredible Hulk. I would.
Wiggy, you're such a...
No, it's also, it's interesting to me because Wiggy and I were on the same page about this when people are eating alone at a restaurant.
Yeah, that's
Wiggy
a lone
pot. Weird.
The lone pot is weird. If you go to
but
Disney...
why? Just Eric said if people go by themselves to Disney and they can...
If you go to any Disney...
Why? Eric says
a sporting
in this world,
event,
that
or if I were to
joy.
Fly to Pokemon Nationals by myself,
yes.
I'm weird.
What if it's where you went with your best friend and your best friend sadly is no longer here? So you go and you buy yourself and you...
Your best friend, you can go with your best friend.
But your best friend's no longer here.
Well, you better get a new best friend.
So you'll judge someone based on where they go alone.
If you go see Taylor Swift by yourself, that's weird.
Okay.
If you go to a Pats game by yourself, that's weird.
Wiggy's back.
No, it's just weird. Like, if a couple people say, hey, we're all going down to Disney to see Iron Man, I got no issues with that. We're all going to Harry Potter World, got no issues with that. But you go by yourself... It's a little strange.
Steve from the Cape and others think that I'm being a snob, so I gotta reel it in here. All right, well, that's our Disney adult.
I think we accomplished a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Nailed it.
We've realized that Curtis and I, and I think Shime, are on one side of the street while Wiggy is on the other.
Snob side of the street.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, just don't go by yourself anywhere.
We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got to talk about what just sold for $7.7 billion. coming up.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We were singing everywhere on the radio. Kind of like them songs.
What do you mean?
Save our souls. Somehow, some way.
The beginning.
Jake Owen.
What?
Jake Owen.
Jumping in. Blue yeah, but the beat, Halo, it's based off a different song.
Yeah, from the, it samples the original Jack and Diane by John Cougar Millican.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Thank you. All right, we got to talk about something that is, Wiggy and I were just doing a deep dive into. UFC has given their rights, sold their rights to Paramount for $7.7 billion.
And Paramount is about to be owned by the son of the Oracle family, Ellison.
Oh, really? Because Paramount is CBS.
Right. That's why they settled with Trump. That's why they're about to have new owners. They're in the process of divesting and getting new ownership at CBS.
Well, so when we were reading into it, it seems like pay-per-view revenue was on the decline. So it makes sense for UFC to make this jump. But $7.7 billion to me seems like a wild number. Paramount's going to make out huge in this because Paramount, I think we subscribe already. It's $12.99 a month. I think that it has good content, good movies, good TV shows. That's where Yellowstone was. So I think that's why we originally jumped on board. But before, your pay-per-view cost was $79.99.
Right.
So to go from $79.99 for a fight to now $12.99 a month when it comes to all of the fights you get as well as all other Paramount content, this seems like a win-win for everybody. We were going back and forth, Wiggy and I, on Dana White. He's still the CEO, but Wiggy was doing some digging and UFC sold recently.
In 2016, it says they were involved in a sale. Zuffa is what they were to WME, which and also WME IMG, now Endeavor, for $4 billion. And Dana White owned 9% of the company at the time. So I felt like they sold before, and he still had a small little percentage in it, and they left him on as the CEO and the president, because obviously Dana White, UFC, it's like hand in hand.
He's just so smart, and I think a lot of people were surprised about this, that it ended up being Paramount Plus that got the rights, because people were expecting Netflix to get it, because Netflix has tried to up their game when it comes to live sports, mm-hmm. and or ESPN to right. grab it. ESPN seems to be buying everything right now, right. so that's where a lot of people thought it was going to land. ESPN had the rights before. That's where the $79.99 was going to. They would be broadcasting the pay-per-view. But I just wonder if fans of UFC, I'm not a UFC fan. Mm-hmm. I wonder if UFC fans like this.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
That it's going to all be in one place.
Yeah.
It's easier for them. I don't know.
Well, think about this, right? And I watch UFC, obviously, because I do most of my betting on UFC through my boys who love the UFC.
I only know the UFC has a match is when Chris Curtis is in a match. He's a UFC fighter, right. and people get really mad at me on social media.
That's scary when you wake up and you have like the 20-plus notification.
Have you seen my... Yeah, that's not fun.
So I think the reason why people love it is because of the pay-per-view being a dying model, right? You got to spend $80, or remember when there was the Mike Tyson fights and it was Floyd Mayweather fights, was spending all this money, where now, okay, if I'm a UFC fan, now all I have to do is spend $12 a month on
a
streaming service. I get all these other things, and I get the UFC fights and the headliners, so I don't have to, like, you know, like ESPN, what they would do is put like some of the lower level card fights on the regular ESPN, but then to get the main cards, you then had to pay that money to go see it.
And I was never, like the last big one, the Mike Tyson one, we were at a friend's house and they happened to pay to get it. But Santo and I sitting at home on a Friday night are not spending $80 to get a main card. But yeah. They're saying, so starting in 2026, Paramount Plus will be the home of all 43 UFC events right. per year, 30 UFC fight nights, 13 numbered events. So I think it's a great idea for them.
The way I take this is because I'm like you, Courtney. Never watch UFC, not for me. God mm-hmm. bless you if you like it.
I like going in person. I've covered UFC before, and those events have been fun.
I have not, but I'll take your word for it. I do think that this is a sign of just how crazy the next NFL TV rights deal will be.
Yes.
Because if this is $7.7 billion for right. something that is a fraction, very popular, but a fraction of right. the popularity of the NFL, like, you're going to be looking at, and the thing that's unfortunate is that it's going to be sent to the consumer. I think this is the last time that we will have quote-unquote free cable, just basic NFL games in our life. I think the next time, I think the CBA's up in 8 years, 6 years, whatever, the next big deal will be a model that is much more expensive for the fan.
So will there be no local
maybe you'll
games?
Get your team in a local market.
But isn't that where kind of what you get now anyway?
That's why I think it's all going to end up being on a streaming service.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that it's going to be... I mean, it's going to be really hard for the local stations that have the rights right now to Patriots games. What will they do? But at the same time, it's all going streaming.
Especially as you get further and further into this model where you can't... Where ESPN is paying $15 million for a young influencer because they have such a hard time reaching these consumers. The entirety of the American buying base watches the NFL in a religious way. And so you have that as your chip to go after and target those specifically. You're looking at $70 billion a year or something like that. Wouldn't be crazy. Like, there is no limit. The NFL is the only thing pandemic proof, recession proof, like mm-hmm. you name it. Everybody remember when there was taking knees before during the anthem? Mm-hmm. It was like, it's never going to be the same. Nobody wants, like, everything, whether it's Trump, Obama, Biden, Bush, who, like, it is unbelievably successful and resilient.
Well, what do you say? Like, skater girl Sherry in Twitch, God, I hope not. Many can't afford. But a lot of these people, a lot of us are already paying for these streaming services.
Right.
Yes, they may up the price a little bit, but it's already part of our everyday budget. So if Netflix can pay whatever they want for the rights to the Super Bowl or for an entire NFL season, that's going to end up happening.
The The
new bundle that's coming out in just over a week of ESPN and Fox is going to have basically every college football game mm-hmm. for $40 a month.
Right. But that's That's a steep price.
There's going to be, yeah, but there's going to be a countless amount of people that'll pay $40
right.
for all of that football.
But think about,
and that's
so
college football.
Whatever basic internet, I just have had Comcast, so I don't have
right.
a change.
But how many people still have that?
But I'm
though?
Saying, so $40 a month, that's not including internet. And so that's at least $30-$40 for good internet. I don't know what the total is.
No, probably like $60 a month for internet.
So you're looking at $100 right there. And the notion, like when James is in high school, the Super Bowl will be 1,000% pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
No, not pay-per-view.
No, I think it'll be streamed.
Yeah, because pay-per-view is a dying thing.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. The UFC just said that it was a dying model,
well, okay,
so that's why they got out of it.
It's not going to be on free TV.
Well,
right.
But what TV is free?
Well, right now, you can get the local channels for free.
No, you get the local channels through your cable provider.
No. Like, there is a way to do it where you get the local TV without a cable provider.
Yeah, how many channels is that, like 5?
It's the channel where the Super Bowl's on.
Yeah, but how ESPN, is it?
The Super Bowl is on ABC and yeah. ESPN when it's on. It's
yeah,
not
Fox.
Just on
sure, it is on ABC, that's true.
Yeah, it's Fox, but how do you get...
I don't know how it works, believe me.
People can now just plug their TV in
yep.
without connecting it to an internet.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't really.
You get 10 HD channels for free in HD.
Oh, really? I thought they were all snowy. I thought those days were long gone.
Just need an antenna.
I'm with Curtis. There's no way in the next 10, 20 years that the Super Bowl is going to be just on your TV. It's going to be a stream. And I think that in the next 10, 20 years, the NFL is also, all games will be on there.
And there will be a Super Bowl in London.
Yes.
There will be a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it will
yeah.
be like the Olympics. They'll go to places. They'll announce the destination. They'll do a Final Four. They'll do all that stuff.
But see, I think what the NFL will do, because, you know, I give them credit, they are smart, is... And what they should do is stream everything else. Like you said, go to all these different streaming services, see who's going to be the highest bidder. But the Super Bowl, they should do that yearly. See, whoever the highest bidder for that year is, that's where the Super Bowl is going to be. Or maybe like, you know, like a 2-year deal rather than saying, all right, the Super Bowl is going to be on Fox for the next 10 years. Why handcuff yourself to
them? Because that's how they get all the money. So in the latest deal, right? So mm-hmm. they get... $2 billion from CBS, Fox, ABC, all that. And then part of that is each of those entities, Comcast,
mm-hmm.
gets a certain number of Super Bowls.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Comcast got it because they got it the same year the Olympics were. Then
all
you
right.
had Fox and CBS. So I think ABC is this year, or NBC.
But do you ever think they'll get to a point where football is just on a streaming service like a Netflix,
yeah.
a Hulu.
I do.
Where
yeah.
you don't think it'll be on a CBS or an NBC, not NBC, CBS, NBC, or Fox?
I don't think that the way that Netflix is trending is going, like, I don't think the CBSs of the world, the Foxes of the world are going to be able to compete with what Netflix can offer.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
So you don't think they'll be able to compete with Hulu? Like you said, with the UFC and Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu is, well, UFC is going to Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus, I don't
Hulu
know.
Hulu is owned by Disney. Which is owns ESPN. It's all one entity.
Okay.
Right, and Jordan.
But they're going to be on Paramount Plus. That's the deal. But Hulu has done a great job, I think, with live sports. Like, that's kind of where they've been trending.
It's just like a popsicle headache to figure this whole stuff out. Like, where do you go to? Like, Shine brought up the Fox and ESPN. What is it, Fox?
Fox and ESPN bundle that starts, I think it's August 21st. And you can basically get every college football game known to man.
Where are you guys on? I have a food question that relates to this. What do you guys think about tapas?
I love tapas.
I don't even know what tapas is.
I don't like it.
A little
because,
bit of everything.
Yeah, but you don't get enough of what you want,
Courtney.
And it ends up being more expensive.
Is that
I've
like
Hors
d'oeuvres?
Yeah.
Tapas?
No.
It's simple. I mean, it's like, so you go to tapas and all the menu items are like $12. You're like, oh, this is a good deal. You don't get as much food and you end up spending more than you would have at a normal restaurant.
I'm not going to a restaurant where it's basically they're coming out with hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
They call them small plates. And then they'll usually have, like at a tapas restaurant, they'll have a few items that are like big.
Right.
No,
but
it's
yeah. to me, that's how everything it started. Like, when we started the a la carte, like, it's less expensive than Comcast. It's like, nope. It's more.
Yeah.
It's so much better, though, because you get so many different things.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
when you go to a restaurant, you have to just get, like, a plate.
No, you don't. You can get appetizers at a restaurant.
Yeah, okay, so you get an appetizer and then, like, your dish. Whereas with tapas, you can get like seven or eight. But that's the beauty of the tapas place. You can generally just get a plate of that thing for yourself.
No, because by the time you're there, you've all already, like, to me, it's like the garlic shrimp are gone.
Yeah.
And I wanted
Why the hell do I want to order something that I'm going to share with somebody anyways?
Right.
That's just stupid.
See, I want,
you're
I want
Italian,
the selection.
So that's Italian
No,
style.
But that's, they bring out a massive thing of, if you're bringing out a massive thing of chicken palm.
Right.
And a massive thing of ziti or pasta, whatever it is, and I can get my portion
right.
and put it on a plate, I'm fine. But if you're only bringing out a small portion and I go to get some chicken palm,
right.
and guess what? It's gone.
The,
I don't
the
want
potatoes
that.
Bravas are always gone and I want to lose my mind.
All right, good. Before we get too off topic, we got to take a break before Ken yells at me. All we'll right. be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.